Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 22nd, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Privacy Guardrail protects pasted data. GMX brings AI to inbox. Germany builds sovereign AI cloud. Spotify lets fans remix. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. Privacy Guardrail, a Chrome extension from DFKI and RPTU, detects and anonymizes personal data locally when text is pasted into AI chat. It replaces sensitive items with typed placeholders like email 1 or with synthetic values. For passwords, URLs, and dates, it uses placeholders. Identity Vault stores mappings. It uses rule-based patterns and an optional NER model for 24 languages. The model needs at least 16 GB RAM and a web GPU GPU. Under 8 GB, the AI layer is disabled. In beta version 0.2.0, the extension supports three platforms, ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini. Is not a DLP solution and is in the Chrome Web Store. Source code is on GitHub under Apache 2.0. GMX has added a generative AI assistant inside its webmail to help reading, writing, and finding emails. More than 20 million users in the DACH region get new tools for summaries, translations, and a free writing assistant that corrects, shortens, and reformulates text. GMX says the models run on German servers and that user inputs will not be used for training, putting data protection at the center compared with Google. The features are still in beta. A hands-on test found practical usefulness alongside noticeable limitations. The article walks through where the assistant helps and where beta issues remain.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Germany's digital ministry has commissioned a sovereign AI cloud platform with 250 million euros to serve federal, state, and municipal administrations. T-Systems with SAP won the contract, and a second consortium led by SVA took a backup role after a rival complaint from Adesso was withdrawn. The platform is meant as the technical core of the Deutschland stack, built on open standards and open source components to avoid vendor lock-in and share services across government. Early use will include the federal assistant Kipitz for document processing, translations, and faster approvals. Zero trust controls and bring your own key encryption keep data under authority control, while a CodeSphere cold start feature promises major operating cost reductions. Spotify has struck a licensing deal with Universal Music Group to let fans use generative AI to create covers and remixes of songs. The feature will be a paid add-on for Spotify Premium subscribers, and participating artists will receive a share of revenue. Pricing and a launch date were not disclosed. Spotify says the work is built on consent, credit, and compensation, and on upfront agreements with labels rather than retroactive fixes. Smaller services that launched without deals faced lawsuits. Suno settled for $500 million with Warner and still faces claims from labels. The announcement came during Spotify Investor Day, alongside new AI audiobook and podcast tools and reserved concert ticket features.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.